Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Friends, welcome to our Monday morning message. As we continue our journey through Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, we are looking in the fifth chapter, verses 6-9, where Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." So, having established in the previous verses God's interest and affection for people that are often regarded as less important and least valued in our world, Jesus spoke about another group of people whom God favors. Those who do the work of faith and who live by the virtues of God, those folks are dearly beloved and richly blessed, according to what Jesus says. God prizes people who desire to live rightly, who are merciful, who are pure in heart, who work for peace. Now, to hunger and thirst for righteousness does not mean that someone has perfectly aligned their life with the will of God, but, and this is important, the desire, the very desire to do what is right is pleasing to the Lord. The willingness to be merciful, if you will, to give others better than one receives, to care as God cares. That is a godly characteristic when employed by human beings that is just delightful, absolutely delightful to the Lord. To be pure in heart, to have your internal interests and intentions correctly and thoughtfully focused, that pleases God. When you assist people to cooperate instead of fighting, when you help to draw people together instead of further separating them, when you work for unity and work to heal division, you mend the human family together as God intended it to be. So whereas the first three Beatitudes are conditions anyone might find themselves in, the next four, the ones that we just read, those four Beatitudes focus on commitments anyone can choose to make and keep. They are all characteristics that God employs when engaging humanity. And when we choose to intentionally work with others as God has chosen to abide with us, the blessings and promises offered are both expansive and divine. We are made whole. We are returned the kindness we offer. We see the Spirit of God alive and active in the world. We prove by our actions to be the Lord's family here on earth. So, the question that I want you to wrestle with today is simply this. Which virtue would be the easiest for you to practice, and which would be the most challenging? Think of those Beatitudes we just read. Righteousness, mercy, purity of heart, peacemaking. Which of those is easiest for you to practice, and which one would be most challenging, and why? Take some time to think about why that might be. And here's the practice for today or this week. Choose one of those virtues. Only one. Don't try to do all four. You know, pick one that's mentioned in the section of the Beatitudes and practice it throughout the day. Or maybe you can take one each day of the week, and you could choose, the first one. When you have a decision to make, you could make the right choice, because we know the difference between right and wrong. You could make the right choice in a situation, especially if it's inconvenient or costly. Two, you could just choose to be kind. You know, you could be kind to everyone, especially those who are uncharitable to you. Three, you could decide to think the best. This is that purity of heart. You could choose to think the best of everyone you interact with throughout the day. And four, you could reach out to someone with whom you've been at odds. You could inquire about how they're doing without any agenda other than genuine interest. So you could take time just to practice either righteousness or mercy, purity of heart, or peacemaking. So let's pray about that. Lord, we do desire to live rightly, to be kind to others. We desire to be pure of mind and heart. We long to live peacefully and peaceably with those around us, particularly those whom we struggle to appreciate. Lord God, we long to live by the virtues that you promise to use in your relationship with us. However, our efforts are faltering and too easily surrendered. We pray, though, that the hunger and thirst to live in ways that are pleasing to you is in and of itself a worthy place to start, Lord. And we ask that you would help us to grow in faith from people who have good intentions to people who engage in right actions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.